Thank you for jumping in there. I might have finished a minute or so too early and didn't give you a chance to make it in, Jimmy. Sorry about that. A real quick devotional thought for you. If you jump over to Acts 22 real quick, and verse 14, I mentioned this in our class. I wanted you to think about something very important here. Maybe we don't notice this or haven't seen this before. But Acts 22 and verse 14, we read, "Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you." Now we're going to see three things here. "That you should, number one, know his will and see the just one." There's number two. "And hear the voice of his mouth." So I want you to think about those three things there to be saved. Well, number one, to know his will. Passages like Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We got to know that's where the knowledge of his will comes from his word. You know that, you read it, you understand it, and you respond to it. So number one, you got to know his will. Number two, he says, see the just one. Now, of course, he's talking about Jesus. And, you know, making reference, I believe, here to coming to an understanding of who Jesus is. Right? That he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Having faith in Jesus, John 8 and verse 24. It says, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So seeing him as the just one, seeing him for who he is. And then number three, right here, he says, hear the voice of his mouth. In other words, hear his words. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Right? And so when you think about this passage specifically here, what does the voice of his mouth say? Well, verse 16, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So a real quick understanding, a real quick teaching there for those who haven't obeyed the gospel. That's what his voice is telling you to do. Right? To know who he is, see him for who he is, respond to him, listen to his words, and arise and be baptized. So that's the calling for you if you've never done that. If you haven't, you're not sure, and you want to study that some more, let's sit down and talk. Let's open up God's word and see where you're at and see what you need to do. If you've done that, maybe fallen away, along the way you lost your way and you're ready to come back home. Let us show you the love of God, the love of his family, pray with you and pray for you. If you have a need this evening, please don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.